I am sorry to say, an aerial attack by the otherwise quite attractive fay. The flyers screeched. Some crashed into the snow, but the ones still capable of flight swarmed off amongst the trees. Witnessed by all of us at this time, and celebrated in this hasty rhyme. Not as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock shouted after them. And they were gone. Feagles were picking themselves up off the ground. Some were bleeding where the fairies had bitten them. Several were lying curled up and groaning. Tiffany looked at her own finger. The bite of the fairy had left two tiny holes.
"It isn't too bad," Rob anybody shouted up from below. "No one was taken by them, just a few cases where the lads didn't put their hands over their ears in time."
"Are they all right?"
"Oh, they'll be fine with counselling."
On the mound of snow, William clapped not as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock on the shoulder in a friendly way.
"That lad," he said proudly, "was some of the worst poetry I've heard in a long time. It was offensive to the ear and a torture to the soul. The last couple of lines need some work, but you has the groaning off fine. I know, a very commendable effort. We'll make a gonagal out of you yet."
Not as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock blushed happily. In fairylands, words really have power, Tiffany thought, and I am more real. I'll remember that. The Pixies assembled into battle order again, although it was pretty disorderly, and set off. Tiffany didn't rush too far ahead this time.
"That's your little people with wings," said Rob, as Tiffany sucked at her finger. "Are you happier now?"
"Why were they trying to carry you away?"
"Ach, they carries their victims off to their nest, where their young ones—"
"Stop," said Tiffany. "This is going to be horrible, right?"
"Why, gruesome," said Rob, grinning.
"And you used to live here?"
But it wasn't so bad then. It wasn't perfect, you mark you, but the Queen wasn't as cold in them days. The King was still around. She was always happy then."
"What happened? Did the king die?"
"No, they had words, if you take my meaning," said Rob.
"Oh, you mean like an argument?"
"A bit, maybe," said Rob. "But they was magical words. Forests destroyed, mountains exploding. A few hundred deaths, that kind of thing. And he went off to his own world. Fairyland was never a picnic, you ken, even in the old days. But it was fine if you kept alert. And there was flowers and buddies and summertime. Now there's the drones and the hounds and the stinging fae and such stuff creeping in from their own worlds, and the whole place has gone doon the lavy."
Things taken from their own worlds, thought Tiffany as she tramped through the snow. Worlds all squashed together like peas in a sack, or hidden inside one another like bubbles inside other bubbles. She had a picture in her head of things creeping out of their own world and into another, in the same way that mice invaded the larder. Only there were worse things than mice. What would a drome do if it got into our world? You'd never know it was there. It'd sit in the corner and you'd never see it, because it wouldn't let you. And it'd change the way you saw the world, give you nightmares, make you want to die. Her second thoughts added, "I wonder how many have got in already and we don't know. And I'm in fairyland where dreams can hurt. Somewhere all stories are real, all songs are true." I thought that was a strange thing for the Kelder to say. Tiffany's second thought said, "Hang on, was that a first thought?" And Tiffany thought, "No, that was a third thought. I'm thinking about how I think about what I'm thinking. At least, I think so." Her second thoughts said, "Let's all calm down, please, because this is quite a small head." The forest went on, or perhaps it was a small forest and somehow moved around them as they walked. This was fairyland, after all. You couldn't trust it. And the snow still vanished where Tiffany walked, and she only had to look at a tree for it to smarten up and make an effort to look like a real tree. The Queen is, well, a queen, Tiffany thought. She's got a world of her own. She could do anything with it. And all she does is steal things, mess up people's lives. There was the thud of hoofbeats in the distance. It's her. What shall I do? What shall I say? The Knack Mac Feagles leapt behind the trees.
"Come away out to the path!"
hissed Rob Anybody.
"She might still have him," said Tiffany, gripping the panhandle nervously and staring at the blue shadows between the trees.
"So, we'll find a war to steal him. She's the Queen, you cannot beat the Queen face to face!"
The hoofbeats were louder, and now it sounded as though there was more than one animal. A stag appeared through the trees, steam pouring off it.
It stared at Tiffany with wild red eyes, and then, bunching up, leapt over her. She smelled the stink of it as she ducked. She felt its sweat on her